the skill of being still. We sing about it, be still for the presence of the Lord. We read about it, be still and know that I am God. But we're never still. The Bible often speaks of stillness and the things related to it, like meditating or waiting on God. But Christians, especially evangelical Christians, cannot abide stillness. We like noise and activity with a side order of mild chaos. We don't do stillness. But here's why the skill of being still is important. First, stillness is a helpful start to a time of prayer. It puts us in the right frame of mind. And secondly, the practice of stillness and of Christian meditation develops a still heart so that we cope better when things get frantic. Third, at times of crisis, we can retreat into a still place and reconnect with God. We all need to learn to be still. It's a vital component of a healthy spiritual life. I use Psalm 131 to help me with this. When I start to pray or study or meditate, my head feels like a busy train station at rush hour, full of noise and clutter. This is King David's solution in Psalm 131. My heart is not proud, O Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters, but I have stilled and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with its mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and evermore. David begins this song by dealing with some of the distracting noises in his head. He names three. The first is pride, a feeling that we're better than others. Maybe the suspicion that God should be chuffed, that we want to talk with him. My heart is not proud, he says, laying pride on one side. The second is haughtiness. We have a tendency to look down on others. My eyes are not haughty, he says, and he lays that judgmental spirit aside. Now remember that David was a head of state and the work never stopped. It was his job to think about great matters. But in this special place, he lays that third distraction aside as well. All that work-related head clutter must wait. It has no place here. And this is how we achieve stillness. You see, we can't eliminate random thoughts and feelings. They pop into our heads all the time. We just recognise them, name them, and let them go. It takes a little while to learn how to do this, but after a while, it becomes easier. Now, so far, this is a bit like mindfulness, which is a method of being quiet, letting go of distracting thoughts, and of being in the moment, much as I've described. And I've personally found mindfulness to be a helpful way to learn the skill of being still. But Christian meditation is more than mindfulness. My mindfulness teacher used to ask me how it was going, and I would say, wonderful, when I take time to be still, I get a lovely sense of the presence of God. And he would say, no, that's not supposed to happen. And that illustrates the big difference. Mindfulness teaches you to be still. Biblical stillness says, be still and know that I am God. That's a world of difference, isn't it? This is why I always focus on a verse or two of scripture when I meditate. I usually use this little psalm. I use others as well. The picture we're left with is a small child with a full belly, dozing happy and safe in its mother's arms. Stillness for the Christian is clearing the decks to be with the Lord. This is where you belong. This is where you are safe. This is where you are accepted, and you will never be pushed away. Roy Searle is a Baptist minister in Northern England, and he describes a moment when his young son came into his study while he was working. What do you want? Roy asked. Nothing, the little boy said. I just wanted to be with you. And that, my friends, is stillness.